program of the United States Treasury. The Treasury Star Parade brings you today Miss Judith Evelyn, star of the Broadway play Angel Street, in a stirring and moving episode of A Heroic Woman entitled Bonus for Berlin. Friends, what does a dollar bill actually mean? Why, it means nothing until you use it. Those people you read about who sew money in a mattress, what good is that money doing them? None. So be smart. Invest every dollar you can scrape together in war bonds through the payroll savings plan. We are invading now, and the battles of the future will be the most important of the war. Your country needs your money today. You'll need it tomorrow. Figure it out for yourself and sign up for more war bonds through the payroll savings plan. And now, Miss Judith Evelyn, starring in Bonus for Berlin.
Nine more casualties waiting, Dr. Gordon.
We'll get to them. Miss Jerry fails to recognize this as a hospital again. Nurse, ready with the ether?
Yes, Doctor.
A factory. I must get back to the factory.
Quick, take the ether.
Please, someone get this pole off.
Is this case identified yet, Dr. Fisk?
Betty Matthews, sir. Munitions girl. Pole fell on her as she shielded a child with her body.
X-ray showed tibia and fibula of both legs fractured. Bad shape, poor girl. Very bad shape. She may never get back to that factory. Tighten the tourniquet, Doctor.
Right.
Thank you. Alcohol, please. Thank you. Pulse?
Good.
Heart?
Good.
You must work quickly now. There's so much to do. Work quickly now. There's so much to do. You must work quickly now. There is so much to do. You must work quickly now. There is so much to do. Work quickly now.
There's so much to do in a factory like this. For the work, it's more important than this scratch on my hand.
So you stay at your machine, Betty. Do you know what you risk? Infection.
Infection, Mrs. Denny?
In order to save the few minutes necessary to treat your hand, you risk an infection that may cost you a week's work.
Oh, I never thought of it like that.
As forewoman here, I must make you think of it. How much work is lost when you're away just one day from your bench?
Queen Mary turns out 3,200 screws a day.
And you handle six machines like Queen Mary. Six times 3,200. Result, 19,200 screws. Result, delayed shipbuilding, delayed plane building, delayed munitions. Result, a bonus for Berlin.
Oh, Mrs. Denny, I'd do anything, rather than slow up our work.
We know, Betty. We've watched you since the day you came here. We've wondered at the desperate way you drive yourself.
Well, that's how I feel. We women can never do enough, never to equal what the men at the front must do and sacrifice.
You're a good girl, Betty.
Tim said that.
Tim?
My husband. He said that the night he cracked up over Berlin. Mrs. Denny, you needn't worry. There'll be no bonus for Berlin. You can depend on it. You can depend on that. 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 You can depend on that.
You can depend on Jerry Blaston to blitz out our lights now. Nurse, hold the lamp steady.
Yes, Doctor.
How's it going, sir?
Not good, Doctor. Difficult to save these legs. Tourniquet a little tighter, please.
Right.
Lamp closer, nurse. Scalpel. Thank you. If only gangrene doesn't set in. If only we're in time.
If only we're in time. If only we're in time. If only we're in time. If only we're in time.
I'll carry you, Sheila. The plant where I work is just a few blocks away. Why, you're a little thing for four. Who ever let you out in a raid?
Nobody. I just ran away from nursery.
Oh, God, there's a junker. That was a naughty thing to do, Sheila.
You're naughty also. You was out. Was you looking for your mom, too?
Three more junkers. No, I was going to work. Nothing must stop you from that, you know. Means a lot to soldiers like your daddy. No, hush, darling. Nothing can hurt you.
It can, too. They're Jackie. It killed him.
Oh, please, God, let them stay up. Let them wait till we get there. Lie down, Sheila.
Please, ma'am, they're going to blitz us.
Lie down. Look, Sheila, dear. Look, but listen, we'll remain right here, next to this wall, till it's over. You lie under me like this.
I don't want to stay here. I want to go home.
Now, look, let's play a game. Can you count to 50?
Yes, but I can't now.
Now, well, then we'll sing. London Bridge. You know that one?
Everybody knows that.
Oh, good. Come on, then. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. Come on, darling.
I can't,
ma'am. Oh, it won't be long now. Come on, sticks and stones, we'll build it up. Build it up, build it up, and they will too, Sheila, when we've won this war. Sticks and stones, we'll build it up. Build it up, build it up. Come on.
Hello, Betty. I'm Dr. Gordon. I took care of you the night they brought you in.
Yes. Nurse told me. Sorry I gave you all such trouble.
It was a miracle the pole didn't kill you both. Your Sheila didn't have as much as a scratch.
Oh, it was a miracle, wasn't it? But then there just had to be one. Doctor, when do I leave?
You mean the hospital?
Yes. Of course, my legs are still in a cast, but they must be right by now. They don't hurt a bit. It's part of that miracle, you know. The Lord wouldn't keep a munitions girl away from my bench.
The Lord has left the job to us, young lady.
Well, Doctor, I can't afford an holiday just now. There's too much to do.
I'm sorry, Betty.
You daren't tell Queen Mary you're sorry. She's a very fussy machine. She hates strangers to touch her. When will it be, Doctor? A week? Two?
I'm afraid it's going to be longer than that.
Longer?
Much longer.
No, it can't be. It mustn't be. Doctor, when you do remove the cast, then what?
What?
My legs, they'll be a... I'll walk, of course.
Now, see here, young lady, you leave that to the doctor. All you need to worry about is your rest.
I will, Doctor, won't I?
I'll get nurse to give you a sleeping pill.
Tell me, please.
We think so, Betty. First we remove the cast, and then...
Then?
Then I'm afraid you'll still need another operation before we'll be sure.
I know.
Betty, my dear...
Well, I was only thinking, there goes another bonus for Berlin.
First time on the sun terrace, isn't it, Betty?
Yes, Mrs. Dinney. Nurse wheeled my bed out after lunch.
Oh, ought to cheer you up no end. You look down.
Oh, it's just this hospital rig I wear. I'm all right, really.
Oh, heavens, look at the time. I should be at the plant. We've an important order to get out. Good luck, Betty. Remember, rest all you can for your next offering.
And you know what else we do at nursery? We squash down the tins with our feet. Teacher says it's scrap and we'll win the war. But we like to do it anyhow. Can you squash tins, ma'am?
I used to, Sheila.
You still can if you try. Why do you lie in bed, ma'am? Don't you want to get up? I'll let you squash my tins if you do. Don't you?
Nurse! Nurse! Take me in quickly.
What is it, Betty? Too much sun?
No, it isn't the sun. It's them. They're going back to help win the war while I... Oh, nurse, there must be a way. I must find a way to help, too.
Worried about Betty, Dr. Gordon. None of us at the plant has heard from her in several weeks.
We'll find her on the terrace, down this corridor, Mrs. Denny.
You know, our war effort means more to her than receiving the Victoria Cross itself. How the poor girl can bear being flat on her back.
Ah, oh, here we are. Now you'll see how the poor girl bears it.
Girls, let's finish our lesson. Then we'll go on to practical work. Now, what is the blueprint?
Oh, Glory, I knows that one. It's the pattern. Well, it's what you follow when you cut out materials, ain't it? I used a lot of them prints when I sewed dresses.
Ethel's right, in a way. Now, what do you use to measure results?
The tape.
Oh. The tape, fiddle-faddle. You mean a caliper, my girl, or a vernier, or a micrometer. Familiarly known as the Mike.
Oh, Glory. Imagine an old lady like Mrs. Kirby knowing them words.
What is Betty doing, Doctor?
Training our patients for factory work.
What?
They'll do it, I hope, after they leave us. Betty, here's a visitor.
Oh, Mrs. Denny.
Betty.
Girls, I'll pass these diagrams around. You look at them for a minute. Oh, I'm so glad you came.
Betty Matthews.
You look so well.
It's the rest in bed.
If she keeps on resting this actively, we'll have to send her to the front for a cure.
Dr. Gordon pretends I'm working too hard.
My dear young lady, we doctors are afraid to make our rounds now for fear of disturbing your classes.
Classes?
Our doctor's teasing. We patients just get together and knit for the army on Monday.
Roll Red Cross bandages on Tuesday, mend books for the Navy on Wednesday, write homeless soldiers on Thursday, practice first aid on Friday.
Practice first aid?
Oh, it's not as odd as it sounds, really. Of course, I can't move, but the others can. So I direct them in first aid. Say, Mrs. Kirby, she was a fire watcher, you know. She calls herself me legs. And Ma Larkin, she cooked TNT for anti-tack mines before she came here. She uses her arms for me. Then Mrs. Wilson, she's returning to her anti-aircraft battery soon. She acts as the victim. You see, Mrs. Denny, when the other women leave here, they'll be prepared to help in the war effort.
You've done this. Wonderful.
Yes, aren't they? They never think of their injuries, only of England.
Mrs. Denny means you, Betty.
Me?
Doctor, there's four women at my plant. I've been ordered to choose the girl who's done the best work there. It's for a very special honor. I can't say more now. This afternoon I've made my choice. When my report is turned in, you, Betty Matthews, will be named for the award.
Oh, no. No, it isn't fair.
Of course it's fair. You're still one of us. After your operation, I expect you back at your machine.
Oh, but I haven't done anything. I just lie on the back.
Mrs. Denny, you couldn't have made a finer choice. We of the staff are proud of Betty. She's taught us all what patriotism and service really mean.
Oh, please, let me explain. Mrs. Denny, I'd like to accept that award, but it wouldn't be fair to the others. To the others in this hospital who live only to return to their war jobs. To the others in the plant who never let anything keep them from their lives. To all the others, the women of England who give up everything to help their men at the front. I take Sheila's mother. She'd rather be home with her baby more than anything else now that her first one died. Yet she put Sheila in a war nursery so she can work on tanks. How Mrs. Kirby, at 68, where she tramped round hunting incendiaries when she should have been home resting her heart. And Ma Larkin. Ma gave four sons to the sea when her convoy was sunk. Oh, no, Mrs. Denny. If you give an award, give it to them, not to me. I just lie on the back.
You're a good girl, Betty.
Oh, gracious, here I ramble on and the girls are waiting for their lesson.
Betty, forget the lesson. Why don't you rest now?
Rest? Time enough for that when you operate on my legs. Now there's work to do. Well, you see, Doctor, I have to make up for that bonus to Berlin.
It's the spirit of that Betty, and hundreds and thousands of other Bettys like her, that will win this war faster. A spirit of indomitable courage and bravery. Now, we can't all work in war plants, nor can we be in actual combat. But every single one of us can buy war bonds. Even though it does mean a sacrifice, does mean giving up something you'd planned on, remember, money is the lesser sacrifice. And this war of invasion is costing us big money, $10 million every hour of the day and night. So put every dollar you can possibly dig up into more war bonds. The payroll savings plan is the convenient way to buy them. And though many of you are already enrolled in this plan, try your very best to pledge more. We have been winning many important victories in this war, but the battles of the future are the most important of all. Remember, we are no longer defending. We are attacking. So do your part for a speedier victory. Sign up for more war bonds through the payroll savings plan. Do it now. The United States Treasury Department wishes to thank Judith Evelyn and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this program, as well as this station, for the use of its facilities. The special musical score was composed and conducted by David Brookman. Bonus for Berlin was written by Gertrude Lerner. Additional writing was by Ruth Aikman. This especially transcribed production was directed by Henry P. Hayward. This is James Wallington suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.